This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that one of America's leading liberal voices is deeply, deeply embarrassed. Why? Because of the price they attached to a product that they were selling. We will give you the entire humiliating story because it's pretty delicious. And speaking of pretty delicious, this is not delicious. This is just nutty and sad. Headline, the QAnon JFK cult in Dallas is tearing families apart. Now, for people who have missed it, there have been several hundred people who've been assembled near Dealey Plaza in Dallas for more than a week. They came out there because it was already scheduled that John F. Kennedy Jr. and his father were both going to be coming back, and they were both going to be helping Q and Trump with the storm. That's the final chapter of the QAnon predictions. There's a guy who apparently has made a great deal of money named Michael Brian Protzman, who is out there with these people, and he said, well, he calculated their arrival wrong, but there are people who've left their homes, they've given all their money, they're dedicated to this thing of John F. Kennedy Jr. coming back, and apparently that entire thing about him dying in a plane crash, total fake. Total fake. We will get to that story. But first of all, in Thanksgiving, it's a time for family. And so it sort of goes without saying that one of America's most unusual family pastors, I guess, Jim Baker. Jim Baker, you may remember at the beginning of the at the beginning of the COVID 19 pandemic, he was advertising a product with silver in it. It was a silver with colloidal silver that could make you immune to. It worked better than the vaccines, I'm sure. It could make you immune to any exposure to the pandemic. Well, in any event, he's moved on from that because actually that didn't work so well. But on the Jim Baker show, which he describes as a Christian prophetic Bible show, he had on a guest. And the guest is somebody whose work I had not consumed, I'm proud to say, until now. She is an author and a prophet, who is the author of books Blood Lies, Blood Right, Realms of Stone, and she's also the producer of a documentary called Inhuman, The Next Phase of Man. And she described, for people to appreciate during this Thanksgiving season, a very unusual encounter that has now, her description of it, has now reached more than 2.6 million views on the internet. This is what Sharon Gilbert says about the end times and her own sex life. Listen.
After Derek and I got married, one night, this other Derek appears in our bed. The real Derek is lying down next to me. Other Derek sits right up out of him. It startled me. I knew that was not Derek, and so I asked this critter, who are you? Because he clearly wanted to have sexual relations. And he said, come on, I'm your husband. I said, who are you? And he had the nerve to claim to be Ahasuerus, Xerxes. Well, other Derek seriously wanted to invite me to use my free will to do something that was going to pull me away from God.
Okay, she's talking about a reference to the Book of Esther, because Ahasuerus, is the king in the Book of Esther, but I don't think he's taken the form of Derek and attempted to make whoopee with Sharon Gilbert. But she goes on with her even more dramatic story. Listen.
So this last time, I knew he was really desperate. And I asked him again, who are you? He told me the same answer, and I said, I am not going with you. This was an internal dialogue. Finally, I said, I've had enough, in my mind. I reached up. I grabbed his face. And I said, you are a liar, and Jesus is real. And I pulled that face off, and beneath it was a reptile. And he had little creatures with him this time. He brought these little halfling creatures, and they looked like, I don't know, gargoyles. They were very reptilian as well. So beneath that face of Derek was a reptilian serpentine creature, probably similar to what was visiting the Anasazi.
Wow.
Wow. Now, of course, this has been, as I mentioned, has been viewed by, in its entirety, by 2.6 million people, though one report on this in Newsweek, actually, comments that some viewers are questioning the validity of her story. Another Twitter user wrote, it happens, who among us hasn't pulled their husband's face off to find a horny reptilian?
I know nothing.
I don't know. Jim Baker was pretty well played by Andrew Garfield in a movie that didn't do too well, The Eyes of Tammy Faye. And the idea that we in this country still have a great appetite for bizarre stories. There's another related story to that. Alex Jones has been in the news a lot. He was just found guilty again in another jurisdiction this time for having defamed and damaged the lives very seriously of some of the families at Newtown, where he claimed that the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, that it was all a fraud. And this is one of those things where I really want to claim and I told you so. On this show, we used to do regularly, and we'd do it every month at a full moon, Conspiracy Day, where people would call in with different conspiracy stories. And I had a lot of people who said, well, why don't you have Alex Jones on? And I said, no, I think the guy's dangerous. I mean, I do. I think he actually poisons the national bloodstream with his ideas and people who take him seriously. And by the way, there are now two courts in the United States that have agreed with me, and they just have to come back with a determination now of how much he is going to pay for the defamation. Then he also has a potential, he's being subpoenaed by the January 6th Investigation Committee. And look, I hope that together with the group in Dealey Plaza, there's really a heartbreaking story. There are several heartbreaking stories about families that are just torn apart because people are going there sitting in Dealey Plaza waiting for JFK Jr. to come back from wherever he's been. And there's actually the guy, the leader of this offshoot of QAnon, appeared and posed for photographs to rally his followers wearing a hat, sort of a colonial hat, made of tinfoil. So is it all a joke? not for the people who've lost their life savings on this thing. Speaking of losing your life savings, how about losing the meaning of citizenship? An attempt in New York to advance votes.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Your brain.
Oh, it's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the big liberal organizations, it's not liberal, it's leftist, it's progressive, it's woke, One of those organizations is the Women's March. You've heard it's led by people like Linda Sarsour, who is profoundly anti-Israel and profoundly anti-American. And but one thing in this Thanksgiving period of time, they're extremely sensitive. Why? Well, I'll explain to you why in this update on our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet? I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay. As far as I can possibly gather, and we put some time into trying to trace this down, this is legit. The Women's March sent out a tweet yesterday morning. It was yesterday morning at 11:33 a.m. And I'll just give it to you straight. They say in their tweet, Women's March, and is the Twitter handle. And we apologize deeply for the email that was sent yet today. Okay, so it would have been sent yesterday. $14.92 was our average donation amount this week. It was an oversight on our part to not make the connection to a year of colonization, conquest, and genocide for indigenous people, especially before Thanksgiving. Okay, first of all, 1492 wasn't a year for any of that, because 1492 was Columbus's first voyage. There was no conquest yet. There was no colonization yet. There was no genocide yet, or ever. This is madness, that actually you are apologizing, and they say we apologize deeply, because they didn't make a connection between $14.92 and in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Really? Well, there's plenty of nutty stuff going on. And some of it has to do with a problem and an issue that is so ludicrous that even people on the left are making the point on MSNBC that the Democrats on the issue of crime have gone completely berserk. Listen to Joe Scarborough.
And yeah, I know that for some people who have never actually held a job in the private sector or never had us run a small business, yeah, maybe they're cool with people stealing up to $950 of somebody else's, like, money or property. But I'll tell you who's not cool with that: small business owners and working Americans who understand that has an impact on them, on their children, on their families, on their lives in these areas. It's just, it's really, again, this continues. It is insanity, and it has to be stopped.
Yeah, these incidents we're watching the last few days did not fall out of the sky. They happen because there's a permissive environment in these cities where we're not going to prosecute property crimes. We're going to let you do these things.
Okay, and that's MSNBC. Do we get those of us on the right a gigantic "we told you so"? It's just so obvious. How obvious is it? Al Sharpton got the idea. It's almost as if Al Sharpton got red-pilled on this topic of the surge in crime. Here's Reverend Al on MSNBC. Listen to the man.
Part of Eric Adams' campaign was, we're going to stop the chaos in this city. This city. This quality of life stuff that you're seeing in front of you every day, we're going to stop it, and it's a big reason why he's going to be the next mayor of this city.
And I think that that kind of politics is what is going to resonate, because at one level you want criminal justice to be criminal justice, but you do not want to have this kind of bedlam and lawlessness. First of all, no one has fought for giving people reform in terms of how they're sentenced or bail more than I have. But a guy or a lady stealing a Louis Vuitton bag is not somebody that needs social uplifting. This is somebody that is really causing us more of a problem. These latte liberals that justify this, this has nothing to do with poverty. This has nothing to do with you couldn't get a job. These are people that can go back in the neighborhoods where Louis Vuitton bag is not unusual, and they can just fit in, and many of it for gag. And they hurt the cause of those that want criminal justice reform. So at one level, they hurt the stone. At another level, they hurt us that are trying to get a break in the criminal justice system.
Well, that's music to my ears. I don't think I've ever said anything regarding Al Sharpton's oracular offerings before. That sounded even vaguely musical before. And look, this goes directly, this question of bail, to the horrible thing that happened in Waukesha, Wisconsin, with Darryl Brooks Jr., who now is a child died. There are six people who were killed. There are now over 48 people still in the hospital. I mean, this was a horrible crime. And he had at least 29 offenses before, since 1990, I think they say. I mean, he began very young. And the point about this is that right before this horrible event happened, the event happened on a Sunday night. That Friday, he was arrested for having run over the mother of his child in that same car after having beaten her up. And when the police came, and then he was released, and then he was held on $1,000 bail. Just that's it. He had to come up with cash for $1,000. By the way, one of the other things that happened is somebody made a tape after he had run down these people, killed these people, injured people, ruined this wonderful Christmas parade in Waukesha. He came up to somebody's front porch and asked for a phone where he could call an Uber because he wanted to run away from the cops who were chasing him. And one of the things he said, I just need your phone. I just need your phone. And he said, come on, give me a break. I'm homeless. Uh-huh. And that entitles him to be trusted and sympathized with. We're going to be talking about a very different kind of American, a very profoundly different kind of American, people who are honorable and admirable. A new series of children's books called Heroes of Liberty. We'll talk to one of the editors of that series, Bethany Mandel of Ricochet, a homeschooling mom of five, coming up on The Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. bail for Daryl Brooks, a convicted felon who has a long history of criminal charges, who allegedly rammed his red Ford Escape into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, is set at $5 million. Waukesha County Court Commissioner Kevin Costello, after reviewing the footage of the horrific accident, says Brooks, who is black, intentionally struck and hurt as many white people as possible, a view backed up by at least one witness. A jury has found the three defendants guilty on most charges in the Ahmed Aubrey murder trial. Attorneys for the three men claim they acted in self-defense after attempting to place Aubrey under citizen's arrest. Travis McMichael was found guilty of all the charges against him, while Greg McMichael and William Bryan were found guilty on most charges they faced. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show, MichaelMedved.com.
And on Thanksgiving, the basic controversy that has been generated by people who want to undermine the Thanksgiving holiday is the allegation that the Pilgrims and certainly the Puritans next door in the Massachusetts Bay Colony were bad guys, that they were arrogant and colonialists and exploiters and racist and insufferable, horrible people. Well, that's not true, not any of it. But at least there are some resources where you can actually get a better concept of who these folks really were. And it's that same kind of idea to try to make up for some of the demonization of anyone who might be described as conservative, that a new series of books has been launched. It's one of the principals behind it is Bethany Mandel, who's an editor at Ricochet, as she's also a homeschooling mother of 5. She's an editor and board member of Heroes of Liberty. This is a new project. It's a series of children's books aimed at restoring patriotism and American values. The first books released in the series are biographies. They're beautifully illustrated, by the way. The artwork is very well done in it. The first books for kids are on Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell, and Amy Coney Barrett. Bethany, congratulations on the series. And what is it that young kids are going to learn about President Reagan?
I think that there's something really special about these books that
just doesn't exist in the children's book market. And so I've looked around for years for books about Ronald Reagan, and there's a couple, but they're not particularly well done. And that's something that I really love about our books, is that the storytelling is really stellar, and the illustrations are beautiful. So that's something sort of unique about the Reagan book. But for the Amy Coney Barrett book and the Thomas Sowell book, this is it. It's the only thing on the market marketed to children that sort of introduced them to these incredible figures in American sort of folklore and, you know, the world.
Now, part of that, I mean, I know because I went into a bookstore and they had a special section for women's heroes. There certainly was nothing about Amy Coney Barrett. But there were at least a dozen books, and I'm not kidding, about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now,
yep.
They would say that book came after she had spent many years, many decades on the Supreme Court. Amy Coney Barrett's just starting. Is this too early to feature her?
So we own a book about Sonia Sotomayor. So, no, I don't think so. I think that the fascination with RBG is because she passed and because she sort of rose to that mythical sort of standing within the liberal orthodoxy. I mean, it's a belief system, basically. There's 27 books about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and you would
really?
Think that there would be a little bit of room on the market for one about Amy Coney Barrett. She has an incredible story, and I think that story is something that really scares liberals. She has lots of kids, and she's happily married. She adopted her children. She should be, by all understanding of sort of how we understand morality, to be a hero, and yet she's not. She's villainized, and I think that's because of sort of where she stands and who she was nominated by.
What about Thomas Sowell? Professor Sowell, as many people know, one of the great conservative free market economists of all time, really, and for many years and connected with the Hoover Institution at Stanford. What do you tell kids about Thomas Sowell that makes him especially noteworthy?
So my kids are really fascinated with lots of different biographies of people sort of from that time period who rose up from literally nothing, especially people of African-American origin. And you would think that, I mean, this is how you can tell that liberals don't actually believe what they proclaim to believe. You would think that he would be one of the heroes that folks sort of lift up and say, this is someone I want my children to know about. He rose from nothing. He had nothing. And he was given up as a child. He was raised by a family member. And he worked his way up and put himself through college. And he's really just a self-made man in every sense of the word. And something that I really love about Thomas Sowell, the book and the sort of person, is that he didn't expect anything. He didn't want to take anything that he didn't believe was owed to him. And that's a lesson that I think children really need to hear. And that's sort of the lesson and the moral of the children's book that we put together for him, for Heroes of Liberty.
And basically, is these books, it seems like you're trying to make them available in a way that they're not for conservatives only, that people without political commitment and even some people on the left might appreciate some of the lessons that are offered in Heroes of Liberty.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is, if you sort of look at what the children's book market is right now, it's a cesspool. Scholastic, I wrote a piece for The Federalist probably 5 years ago now about sort of their whitewashing of North Korea in a children's book. Now the stuff that you see on the shelves
they don't have a children's book about Kim Jong-un, do they?
No, but it's not that far off. It was sort of like everyone in North Korea has access to an education, and everyone brings their food tickets to get food, and it felt like it was like put together by the propaganda arm of the North Korean sort of regime. And that was printed by Scholastic. But now, I mean, the children's book publishers are really fascinated by all things gender. And so they're putting together books like Swish, 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 Go the Drag Queen's Hips, and a biography of RuPaul, and a book called My Maddie about a transgender parent, a book about a mom as a stripper. These are all books that they're not one-offs. They're not sort of things that are sort of throwaways. This is what the children's book market is putting out, and they're putting out a lot of this kind of content. And this is sort of the alternative for any sane parent that doesn't want their child learning about drag queens and strippers at, you know, the age of five.
One of the things that I think is interesting, I see that you're going to have a future volume about John Wayne. And stressing, obviously, not just why he was so beloved by Americans, but some of his charitable and patriotic commitments off screen. Has that got that right?
Yeah, so those, and also I think the theme of the John Wayne book is more about masculinity, because children, I mean, the American Academy, the American Psychiatric Academy, I think I have that right, the APA, recently put out a sort of fact sheet about toxic masculinity. And young boys and young men are not hearing anything about the positive nature of masculinity, that it's a good thing to be masculine, and this is how you can be a good man. And that's sort of the theme of the John Wayne book that we really wanted to drive home.
Bethany Mandel, good luck with the venture. I think it's fascinating that you're putting this together and trying to do it, and I hope it goes well for you. There's information about the Heroes of Liberty at our website at michaelmedved.com, or you can go directly to heroesofliberty.com. Coming up, liberty is not endangered, but citizenship is endangered by a new effort that is opposed by Bill de Blasio. But it's a new effort to extend the right to vote to 800,000 non-citizens in New York City. Why? How? Will it work? We will get to that coming up on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, take advantage of this chance coming up to Thanksgiving to get a head start on any of your Christmas holiday shopping. You can do that by getting yourself a gift membership that you can give to somebody for a Medhead Plus membership, which gives you access to this radio show anytime you want, at 24/7 commercial-free editions. And also gives you access to any of our history programs at the Medved History Store. And the cost of this gift, they don't have to know how little it costs. It's 22 cents a day. A whole year's subscription is $70, $79. And that's available at michaelmedved.com or check out medvedhistorystore.com. There's a wealth of information, enlightenment, and, dare I say it, entertainment. Okay, this is not entertaining. This is kind of alarming, I think, to many people. And it was to me, but for a different reason than I think most people would expect. The headline on the front page of the New York Times today, New York City to extend right to vote to 800,000 non-citizens. Now, it's a little bit less scary than it sounds, because it turns out they're talking about people who live in the city who know are not citizens but are here legally. People who have green cards or work permits, they're here legally. But the question is, if you're here in this country legally, why can't you go through the process of naturalization? My mom did it when she was younger. My grandparents, all four of them, did it. There are, I'm sure, more than 800,000 naturalized citizens in New York City. So what is the deal here? The New York Times writes, for decades, lawmakers and immigrant advocates in New York City have pushed for legislation that would allow legal residents who are not citizens to vote in municipal elections. Now city lawmakers are moving ahead to make non-citizen voting a reality. Over the objections of Mayor
Bill de Blasio. It's outgoing Mayor Bill de Blasio. I don't think Eric Adams has spoken about it yet. The city council is planning to approve a bill that would allow more than 800,000 non-citizen New Yorkers to register as members of political parties and vote in municipal elections, provided they are green card holders or have the right to work in the United States. The measure is expected to be approved on December 9th by a veto-proof margin. It would allow non-citizens to vote in local elections and would not only apply to, but would not apply to federal or to state contests. In other words, you can vote for a member of the city council, you can vote for mayor, you can vote for various commissioners' jobs that are up for voting, you can vote for city attorney, but only in the city of New York, not elsewhere. It's fairly confusing and frankly will make it tougher to certify that only citizens vote in statewide elections and in federal elections. Supporters maintain that immigrants who reside in the city legally pay taxes, send their children to public schools, and rely on city services should have some say in who becomes mayor or represents them on the city council. Opponents say the bill would that the bill would weaken the voting rights of citizens. Why? Because, of course, these folks would counterbalance anything that citizens had to say, and would counterbalance voting rights of citizens and discourage immigrants from trying to become citizens. And that's my objection to it, is the citizenship is valuable. And it means something. And one of the reasons that people go through the trouble, and yeah, it's a little bit of a hassle. You've got to live here for 5 years. You've got to pass tests. You've got to learn about your democracy. Why would you not want people voting in the city of New York to have the same qualification? Why would you want to devalue this very honorable status of being a naturalized citizen? And Mr. de Blasio, speaking at a news conference yesterday, said he would not veto the legislation, but he expressed concern that the bill would undermine the value of citizenship. And he's exactly right on that, if it dissuaded residents from seeking it. Mr. de Blasio, a Democrat, also said he believes only the state legislature can grant non-citizens the right to vote, a view many experts dispute. The push to allow citizens to allow non-citizens to vote in New York City comes at in an increasingly polarized country, as it is dealing with a swath of new laws to restrict voting, as well as the economic problems caused by declining immigration, which, by the way, is true, particularly in a city like New York. The decline in immigration, and particularly in legal immigration, which is the kind that has been described here, makes it tougher to get people to work. The voters in Alabama, Colorado, and Florida passed ballot measures last year stipulating that only U.S. citizens could vote, joining Arizona and North Dakota in specifying that non-citizens could not vote in state and local elections. On the other side of the issue, several towns in Maryland and Vermont already grant non-citizens some municipal voting rights, and non-citizens can vote in school board elections in San Francisco. Other municipalities in California, Maine, Illinois, and Massachusetts are weighing similar legislation. I honest to goodness don't get it. Because, again, how much more confusing is it to explain to people, to get people to be conscious of the fact that this election you can go ahead and vote for mayor, but you can't vote for U.S. Senator. And you can't, because it's the federal government that makes those laws that determines who is eligible for federal elections. And the idea of non-citizens, and again, we're talking about millions upon millions of people, With all of the discussions we have, this is the Democrats will probably try to use this issue to add it to their idea that Republicans are denying voting rights. But the idea that people should have voting rights of this nature, it just doesn't work. Alexander Kazar, who is a professor of history and social policy at Harvard, and he's the author of The Right to Vote, The Contested History of Democracy in the United States, said that at the outset of the country's history, there was no link between citizenship and voting. Voting rights were decided by states or municipalities, and citizenship was a federal government responsibility. The connection developed only gradually from the early 19th century on, becoming very tight by the 1960s. Meaning by the 1960s, the idea that you had to be a citizen in order to vote at any level was the real deal. Eric Foner, an emeritus professor of history at Columbia University and an expert in slavery and 19th century America, said that historically politicians favored or opposed granting the right based on whether they thought it would benefit them in elections. Well, yes, of course. And you don't think the Democrats are in favor of this particular expansion of voting rights because they assume it's going to benefit them in elections? Of course they are. And it's ridiculous. Something else that's ridiculous, an Illinois Democrat, and this is a story from the New York Post, has been blasted for describing the deadly Christmas parade rampage in Wisconsin as karma for the acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse. Mary Lemansky, who is listed as the social media director for the Democratic Party in DuPage County, began her heartless online tirade by snarkily dismissing the tragedy as just self-defense. It was probably just self-defense, Lemansky wrote in a tweet that appears to have since been deleted. Well, it turns out that the DuPage County Democrats have fired her for suggesting that this horrible thing, which is not just a Christmas parade crash, it is a Christmas parade murderous rampage that has now claimed six lives. And to say that that was some kind of punishment, karmically, for Rittenhouse, not worthy of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.